Your inside look at life, listings, and everything real. I'm Wendy Wendorf. I'm a realtor at Homestead Realty. Today we're talking about something so important, so listen up. We are talking about doing it all. Woman, wife, mother, boss. So today's guest is Nicole Borowski, a happy wife, a good mom, and a hugely successful businesswoman.
Thank you for having me, Wendy.
Super exciting.
I'm excited to be here.
Your resume is so impressive, and I think we should start there.
Sure. My name is Nicole Borowski. I am the broker owner of Homestead Realty, which is a large independent real estate brokerage in the state of Wisconsin. We have close to 300 agents. We also have an affiliated title company called Superior Title, and we are involved in mortgage too with Revolution Mortgage. In my former corporate life, I'm a CPA. I was a corporate financial analyst, and I spent 12 years at Northwestern Mutual.
And so I want to talk about your family, husband, and kids.
Yeah, so my husband is Mike. He's also in real estate. He runs a fairly large real estate team here in the local Milwaukee area. And my kids are Weston, who is 11, and Ella, who is 8. And they are in all of the things and activities and keep us very busy.
So, and a private school, so you have responsibilities
school.
There.
Yes, we do a lot of I personally do a lot of fundraising for the school. And volunteer and that kind of thing. So.
And I think it's just like so much more like when we say our family, our husband and our kids, but it's really like you have a twin sister and she's mm-hmm. super independent doing like all this cool stuff. So you stop over your parents' house because they babysit for you, but you're taking your parents out to eat. So there's a lot of that other stuff going on.
Yeah, we have a close family that are very involved in our lives and our kids' lives, which is important to us.
Right. Okay, so, you know, this is like such a broad question, but how did you become the woman that you are today? Like, what was the journey?
Well, the journey, so as I mentioned, I was in corporate. I'm a CPA, and I basically grew up there. I worked there for 12 years. I was there when I bought my first house, got married, had my kids, and started climbing the corporate ladder and started traveling a lot more for my job and got to a point where I didn't want to do that anymore. So Mike at the time was in real estate.
And he was like so crazy great. So you're not bringing up these things that happen to us wives. So even though you have this corporate job and Weston's a year old, you probably bought a new house, got a dog mm-hmm. at the time. You became like his assistant.
Yes.
Right? And then he's like, I have this really great idea, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about that really good idea.
I was basically his assistant. I got my license during that time when I was home, you know, on the weekends with the kids writing his offers. And then he said, hey, the owner of Homestead Realty wants to retire. Do you want to take it over? And he probably asked me during this tiniest sliver of time when I would even consider it because, you know, I liked my corporate job. I liked the stability. But like I said, I was traveling a ton and just sort of not enjoying that corporate feel anymore. And so we not only considered it, but we took the leap of faith and became business owners.
And you grew it so much.
We grew it.
Because it's like 9 offices.
Yeah.
Nine
offices. We have close to 300 agents. I think at the time it was probably half, maybe even closer to 100 agents at the time. So we've grown exponentially. At the time, I think we had 2 full-time employees. We've now grown to, I think we have 7 employees on staff right now. So it's grown. It's grown not only in size, but just in what we offer as a company to our agents.
And then how are you becoming like, you know, you had a corporate job and you had some leadership there, but you didn't lead a team of 300.
Mm-hmm.
And then realtors are basically type B's that are really like out there.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you become like this strong leader? Is just like you and Mike muddling through it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you like reading and listening to podcasts? Or do you think it's like a natural ability?
So I did lead a team at Northwestern Mutual, but I only had like 8 people on my team. So it was a huge change to come in and lead, you know, 300 independent contractors of all different types of background, experience level, personality. Honestly, and at the time, I was what I call a baby broker. I did not have a lot of experience. So the one thing that I did that I even to this day do, but my one non-negotiable was I just always picked up the phone. If an agent called me, I may not have had the answer, but I always picked up the phone because I wanted them to feel supported. And so when I look back on that, I really feel like I built that trust with agents just by being available, being helpful, always being friendly. And again, just trying to build that relationship with them and that trust with them.
So this is a really good question that I wish I could ask every mom. When I thought of this question for you, I'm like, this is a good question, right? Because I think I'm good for you, Nicole, because I'm 10, 15 years older than you, and then like the mistakes I made because your kids are 6 and 11. So I'm the big sister who's like, I'll call her on a Sunday, and I'm like, why are you picking up the phone? Hang up on me, don't answer it. We have like a 24-hour broker hotline, and 9 times out of 10, it's Nicole. I'm like, you have employees, hire someone else. What are you doing? Like, if I could do things different. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a really great question for every mom. How do you quiet the mom guilt mm-hmm. or the boss guilt?
Yeah. So a couple things there. If I am feeling guilty, I listen to that guilt, and I try to me, that means something is out of balance. So if I am feeling guilty that maybe things are weighing too heavy on the business side, I try to take that and say, I need to rebalance. I'm gonna go volunteer at this or chaperone this field trip, or I'm going to go do this with my child.
Good.
My kids they have adapted to the lifestyle. And so as long as I'm able to pick up the phone, I like to do that. If I'm in the middle of a gym and it's loud, I can't pick it up. But I try to be there for both as much as I possibly can. And I think that the agents as well as the kids are super adaptable to that.
And I mean, Mike is just such a great dad. You know, he's got a really super strong personality. And one thing I want to say about Mike Borowski, he's very different than you, right? He's the bad cop, you're the good cop, right? So if I want the real truth of what I should be doing, I will call Mike because he'll lay it down for me. But then we did like a Christmas event and I saw him talking to Ellen. He was like playing with her hair and I was like, oh my God, he's such a great dad, where he was hugely successful. And a couple years back, he's like, I'm coaching my kids basketball, mm-hmm. the end. And he's not even answering his phone. So it's so great that you have that as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can say what we want about Mike, and I love him, but he's coaching basketball.
Yeah. He's, you know, and I will say, like, when the kids were younger, he did. He worked a lot. I automatically became the default parent. And I think there came a time, probably 5 years ago, where he was like, these kids are not getting any younger. You know, I have to capitalize on this time now. And so he has really sort of drawn those boundaries and said, I'm going to coach or I'm going to do this. And he sticks to it. And it's great because it creates a good dynamic for our family where it doesn't feel so imbalanced.
Yeah. So one thing I think is important to remember, and even if you're like a woman or a man that's struggling, you do have support. You just don't know it, right? It comes in all forms. It could be like the lady at the gas station saying, have a good day. Or it could be your mom taking your kids so you can clean your house. So like for me, behind me is always a really great support system. Whether it was my mom that would pick up milk that was on sale, or for me, whether it's my husband who's like so great. He was at all the football practices, so I didn't have to be. Mm-hmm. It's your staff. Like, I'm lucky enough that you have a great staff that I can call, or I call the broker hotline. Tell me about your support system and how important that is in your network.
For sure. So the support system for running a company really starts with the staff. I have some amazing staff members that are dedicated and hard workers
and
super smart. I have 2 amazing brokers who are there for our agents, just as I am. So we're really able to provide some great support. We have a marketing and a CRM specialist, and she is truly amazing. She does more than just marketing and CRM. She kind of is jack of all trades. And I have a couple other staff members that really, you know, I always say they make the wheels on the bus turn. Without them, the company would not be what it is. You know, I would not be able to, you know, keep growing the company and keep attracting agents to our company, and I wouldn't be able to keep offering more.
And going home and making dinner.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, they help provide that balance that is really important and valued by me. So
I thought that was a good question. I'm going to ask you one more question. I want you to ask it for me, because I really thought about this when I was like making this. Like, what would I want to hear 20 years later or 15 years ago is, what advice do you have for a woman who feels like they're doing it all alone?
Mm-hmm. My advice would be to build your village. And your village, everybody's village can look different. Some people are blessed with great parents who are great grandparents. Some aren't. And sometimes you have to build your village. I would say if you're looking for a village, be the first to reach out and offer to take a kid to practice or offer to have a kid come over to your house. That village for me has been so important since the day that my kids were babies. It continues to be important now as they are big kids. And I think just recognizing that your best every day is good enough.
Every day
is not going to be perfect. Some days you're going to do more than others. But good enough is better than what you think it is. I want to ask you, because you've been a mom a whole lot longer than I have, what advice would you give to moms
that feel like alone?
Yeah.
You know what I would do is, because I had a mom, and so did you until just recently, that worked. So I couldn't, you know, if I worked and my kid was sick, she couldn't pick it up. She was great. She always bought the school shoes when I didn't have any money because I had five kids. I have five kids. You know what I would do? If I was younger, I would join West Bend Moms. I would join mom friend groups. I would go on the stroller walks and I would talk to people my age. That's where you're going to find your village. I remember all my boys were in football, and there was this one time that Kevin and I had like a golf tournament, and I would never ask anybody for help. And I reached out to Bill Clark and I said, hey, would anybody take Carson? 20 years later, we have such a good friendship with that family. They did for me, and I thought they were, 20 years later, I just talked to him, he's my handyman. And I said, hey, I just want to tell you that that really meant a lot to me 15 years ago when he took Carson. And he's like, my wife was so impressed with you, Wendy. You had such a tight ship. Your kids were so well behaved. We would have done anything for you. And it's so funny that your perception is that you're alone, or your perception that you're not doing a good job. He told me 15 years ago that I was doing a good job. So I think people that see moms or women struggling, whether you're a mom or whatever, should also say, hey, have a great day. Hey, you're doing a good job. Or yeah, I like your sweater. I just think that women can empower. Anybody can empower anybody else. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so this is a good question for you. What boundaries have you set in your business to protect your peace and family time?
So that is a constant work in progress for me. Wendy knows this, boundaries. And it's tough. It's tough when you're self-employed, you're running a business. There is no cutoff. Your work bleeds into your personal life, and your personal life can bleed into your work. So for me, it's just having awareness that, you know, I should have boundaries, trying to enforce boundaries, you know, particularly in the morning when I'm trying to get my kids off to school, in the afternoon and at nights when I'm trying to do things. But as I said, you know, my kids are super adaptable. They understand that I might have to take a call at night, but that means that I can chaperone at this field trip next week.
Right.
So I appreciate the flexibility that awards me.
And I think you are doing a better job than you think. Like, when I got to know you, and I know people are calling you all the time, finally you just said to me, I give my kids showers at 8 o'clock at night. That, I heard what you were saying. I never call her between 8 and 9, right? Because we've all been there. I'm not going to call you in the morning, but I know you're in the car between 8:30 and 9, or we do voice texting.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, you'll never believe what happened. And then an hour later, she'll be like, oh my God, just got this message. So I think you're doing a really good job.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you're not as tough as Mike, who will not answer his phone, but I think you're doing a great job. So what advice would you give to your younger self, just like starting out as a business owner, as a mom? What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give?
I would give myself the advice of it's okay to lean on people. It's okay to take help. Especially as a newer mom, I just wanted to do everything. I wanted that control. I felt like it had to be me. And I look back and I'm like, wow, that was not good for my mental health at all.
Right.
You know, like,
you don't need the Easter pictures with the bunny if you can't do it.
Right. I mean, you can literally drive yourself crazy as a mom trying to keep up with this image of what's built out on social media. And so if the help is there, you know, and build your village, if the help is there, taking it is so important. And it's good for your kids too. It's good for your kids to be around other people in your village. So.
You know, for me, that question, like, what could I tell my younger self? Because you have like mom guilt when your kids are grown. And this podcast, writing up the questions, made me write love letters to my kids. I text them all. They're like, are you dying? Where I wrote to Carson, like, Carson, you have the best traits of me and Kevin and your grandma. I'm so proud of the life you built.
That's awesome.
It wasn't always easy. And I might have been selfish a few times. And he wrote back, he goes, like, that's not the childhood he had. He's like, Mom, it was great. So it's so funny that you think, I remember fighting with my first husband. And Jessica, my youngest, was on the coffee table crying. She was probably 4 or 5. And we were screaming, and I remember looking over like, I just ruined her life. She'll never get married. She'll have horrible husbands. I gotta get divorced. And I asked Jessica, who's now 35, 37, I said, do you remember that? She goes, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Mom, I remember, we just talked about this Easter. I remember that you always get the Peeps color, although none of us like Peeps, of their birthstone.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows their basket based on their birthstone. So this year we had a contest at Easter. I still get in my basket. And their wives now, or their husbands, I said, you guys will have to get divorced if you don't know my baby's birthstone and you have to pick out the basket. So Dan's like, it's Garnet. It's this one. Okay, good. And then Tess failed. And Tess was like totally heartbroken. I'm like, buy her a necklace. Buy a family. You know, that's what you're going to buy her. So It's just like such a love affair that never ends, right?
Yeah.
And I certainly have a love affair with business. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm lucky enough that my kids are grown. And I'm going to do a podcast on like careers after 50, how mine's like taken off. And I love being here. Like people will say, like I'll be here at 8 o'clock at night because my husband and I have different personalities and different hobbies. He likes to watch a lot of TV and Duck Dynasty, and I just want to be here. I love it. I want to make a new sticker. I want to staple stuff. I want to make my questions. So that's worked really good for us. Like, your love affair with your business and your kids or your family, whatever your family looks like, will never change.
Yeah.
Some of us are weirdo pet people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think a really good question that we have to talk about is if someone is listening or watching and you're struggling, whether you're a woman, dad, you don't have any kids, what, like, about doing it all, about having a successful career, and that looks different. Success looks different in all different ways. Or being, like, the best pet parent or the best aunt or the best parent or the best grandma. What would you say to her or him?
I would say, you know, and this kind of relates back to what you said, I think we are all our own worst critic, and that most moms are doing so much better than what you think you are.
Yeah.
You know, we are hard on ourselves. We want to do more than a lot of times we actually can. And so I would give the advice of you're doing great. And again, I go back to that, to building that village. I just think that village is so important, you know, no matter what your goals are, to have people in your life that care about your kids just as much as you do.
And for me, I'm going to answer that question. For anybody that's struggling with doing it all, you're already doing it. You're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, you're doing it. Your kids are eating. Their diapers are changed. You're getting them to the library. You're finding that green shirt you need. You're finishing that report. You're calling that lead. You are already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. Can you do it all? Can you have it all? A successful business, whatever that looks like. A great marriage. Good friends, your village, kids, can you do it all?
You can. And obviously everybody's definition of all is different, but as you said, we're all already doing it anyways. We were talking before the podcast about how, in my opinion, moms are some of the best workers. Yes. Because they just find a way to get it done all the time. We know how to multitask. We know how to prioritize. We just know how to get it done. And so you can have it all. The definition of all might change from year to year, month to month, day to day, hour to hour.
Yes, that's good.
But you can have it all according to what your definition is.
Wow, this was good. This was good stuff. I just want to say that I'm so proud of you, Nicole. I mean, Mike's saying, let's buy this business. It's really weird, and it's on 84th in Lisbon, and we're going to have like 100 agents. And you have just made it such a culture that I want to be a part of. So I'm proud of you. You're a true inspiration, and you're doing it all, and you're making it all happen. I love you, and I love Homestead Realty. And thank you for listening or watching. And if you have any questions about anything we talk about or anything real estate, you know what to do. Just click below. And remember, sell, buy, plan with Wendy Wendorf, Homestead Realty.